From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Israel called up army reserves and dispatched more troops to the Lebanese border today. The army's chief of staff said Israeli troops and tanks will conduct limited ground operations as needed to root out Hezbollah guerrillas who are firing rockets into northern Israel. There were more rocket attacks today, and Israel continued its airstrikes in Lebanon. In this part of the program, we're going to hear about the Lebanese army, what it's capable of and what it's not. We'll also hear about Israel's pullout of troops from Gaza. First, to the southern Lebanese port of Tyre, where NPR's Ivan Watson witnessed the mass burial of some 80 civilians killed in Israeli attacks over the past 10 days.
Carpenters and volunteers were hard at work in the courtyard of Tyre State Hospital today. They were building coffins, dozens of them. Nearby, two trucks stood parked. For days, their motors have been running round the clock. They are refrigerator trucks, and since the hospital mortuary overflowed at the start of the Israeli bombing campaign, these trucks have stored a growing cargo of corpses. The director of the hospital, Dr. Salman Zainadine, says the trucks are normally used to store meat. He says many of the victims died from serious burns after being caught by the blast of Israeli air and artillery strikes in the villages and countryside around Tyre. With the situation still too dangerous for proper burials, Dr. Zainadine ordered the temporary burial of the bodies in a mass grave. Earlier today, grieving relatives began arriving at the hospital. A man named Mohammed Abdullah says the trucks held the bodies of his mother, his brother, and his brother's six children. They were killed, he said, in an Israeli helicopter attack last Saturday as they fled their village of Marwahin in the back of a truck.
2 years, 7 years, 10 years, 13 years, 14 years, 15, all of them babies. All of them babies.
Another man named Adnan Jamal listed the names of some of his cousins, who he says were killed as they slept when their house was demolished by Israeli missiles.
Kamel, Abdullah, and Maryam Hussein. And up to now, we didn't find the head of Maryam Hussein and her legs also.
Did not find
them? No, up to now. They're still under the wreckage.
Hospital workers opened the trucks and began unloading body after body, each wrapped in bloody plastic. They then placed them in waiting coffins, with smaller boxes reserved for children. Day after day, Red Cross worker Sam Jair has been bringing dead and wounded people in from the countryside. And all of them, he said, were civilians.
Only children and women. This is what makes me feel upset. If you see a soldier, you will feel it's normal, but if you see it like this, you will not be happy.
As the Israeli military bombs southern Lebanon, aircraft periodically drop leaflets over the countryside, instructing people in Arabic to evacuate the area and move north for their own safety. But leaving is dangerous. 2 days ago, Zaire says he found a car full of fleeing civilians, which was hit by an Israeli bomb.
The aircraft attacked the vehicle, civilian vehicle, and two dead directly, and two still alive. One dead in the hospital and one still alive now.
Across town today, bulldozers dug two long trenches in an abandoned field. This afternoon, Lebanese army trucks loaded with coffins backed into these pits. One by one, soldiers dragged the boxes out and laid them on the ground. As they worked, Israeli warplanes began bombing a ridge just a few miles away. Just before bulldozers finally filled in the pits, workers rushed in to add another coffin. It contained the body of a Lebanese woman killed in an Israeli airstrike today. She was buried along with 81 others. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tyre, Lebanon.